No Todd McCullough conversation can end without this curious fascination that you have. Some might even call it an illness. Pinball.
Pinball. Exactly.
Pinball. How did this I mean, you're 7 feet, what, 1 inches? You're 7'1", 7 feet even? Where are you?
6'11 and 13/16.
6'11 and 13/16. I mean, a 6'11 and 13/16 guy hanging over a pinball machine is an awkward sight to begin with.
Yeah, that's part of the reason I sit.
How did this happen? Where did it happen? And tell me where you stand on this.
Well, I've always liked playing, so growing up I wasn't the height that I am now. I used to go to the roller rink, and none of the girls ever picked me to go in the snowball pair skating. So
Todd, that's sad.
I'd be over at the pinball machine playing a game called Pinbot, and when I played for the junior and senior national teams in Canada, when I'd be done with practice, there was a game room at the dorms, and I'd go and play a game called Whitewater. And there was a local arcade in high school, and I used to, during my spare or my dead period, I would go to local arcade and play Jurassic Park. And so I would, I was also a Slurpee addict, and I continue to be a Slurpee addict.
Slurpees and pinballs.
Yeah, Slurpees and pinball. I have a Slurpee machine over here, so I can.
How many pinball machines does a former multi-million-dollar NBA ball player have in his game room downstairs?
30 pinball machines.
30 Now there's an inherent issue with that. That takes some space.
It does.
That's a hell of a big playroom if you've got 30 pinball machines down there.
Got a nice big basement. It's
Now, when I heard you were going to be on, we actually had at about 6 o'clock this morning a conversation about our memories of pinball.
Yeah.
And what I remember about pinball and when I lost interest in pinball was when they – I liked pinball when you could get a free game by scoring about 125,000. And then at somewhere along the line, they became so high-tech that you had to have like 25 million to get a free game, and it really bothered me. And the other thing that I loved, I don't know if they still do it, was the whole matching thing on the final two digits.
They still do it.
It was kind of like, you know, you had a bad game, you figured you were out of money, you only had a few quarters, you were done, your day is over at the pinball machine, it's a depressing situation, and then all of a sudden you hear that, you know, whatever that thing is.
That's a knock right there. That's the sweetest sound that a pinball player can ever hear.
It's like you figured you didn't have a good enough game to get another free game, and then just out of the good, from the good Lord above, you hit that match.
You hit the match. They keep the dream alive.
Oh, the match. Do they still have the matches, Todd?
They still have the matches, and it's unfortunate. Matches are definitely great in public when you're putting money in the machines, and the matches sort of lose their intuitive value when you're at home and you could just hit the flashing free play start button. But a buddy of mine who's a great player, his son has grown up with pinball. He's like, Dad, what is this match feature at the end of the game? Why do you even need to win a free game? Because all I got to do is hit the button.
Yeah, that's true. Now, are you one of these physical guys with the thing? I mean, you shaking the thing all around and on the border of a tilt?
No,
of a tilt violation? Or you don't shake the machine?
I'm a finesse player just like I was on the court. I've got a big body, but I don't necessarily use it. I've been told I had an eight rebound butt, you know, that my butt was good for eight rebounds, but I'm pretty gentle on the machines, and it's definitely a detriment. I've had a chance to become friends with some of the current and former pinball world champions, great guys.
Are there really such a thing as pinball world champions?
Oh, yeah, my buddy Bowen's a two-time world champion. My buddy Lyman Sheets is three-time world champion. These guys are phenomenal.
There's something pathetic about this. You understand?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I'm a part of it.
All right. So, and these guys are physical players. The ones that are the great ones really shake the thing around and live on the edge of a tilt at all times.
That's exactly what makes them one of the best. Is they take it. They walk that line. And a lot of the modern games give you a couple of warnings before that last killer tilt, and they'll go right up to that point, get a couple of warnings, and then back off. The people that don't, like myself, we drain a whole lot more because we don't take those risks. So that's something I'm working on, trying to be more physical. It's a little harder when you're sitting. You kind of just
oh, that's true.
Forearm.
Yeah, but you are 6 feet 11 inches 13/16.
Something like that. Not to be specific.
Yeah. Okay. So, how much money would you say you've spent on pinball machines?
A couple $1,000 each one.
couple $1,000 each one.
Yeah.
So 60 grand.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, because I've read an article that said 250,000.
Well, I have some other games that aren't pinball.
Oh God! If my dad would have a famous saying if he heard about your expenditures on pinball machines,
yeah,
he would say, "Rich or poor, it's good to have money." That's what my father would say.
I don't know. I guess I wanted money to play pinball when I was growing up, and I just remember my mother handing me some cash and saying, "I hope you get a job that pays you a whole lot of money to support these expenses." I guess I've always had.
You had the job that paid you a lot of money. Unfortunately, you couldn't perform for as long as you did. It's great catching up with you, and more than anything else, I wish you whatever kind of health can come your way to allow you to live the normal life, get out there and be able to exercise. So whatever treatments and whatever it is that you flew to England to try to figure out, I hope the best comes your way, Todd.
Well, things are good. I'm very, very blessed and got a great family. And it's nice to have a chance to chat with you and the listeners today.
Let's do it again, okay?
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. Todd McCullough.